أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق، إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه، فآمنوا بالله ورسله، ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خير لكم، إنما الله إله واحد، سبحانه أن يكون له ولد، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وكفى بالله وكيلا. We discuss the next part of ayah, verse number 171 of Surah Nisa. Yesterday we discussed a portion of it in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressing the Ahl Kitab, the Christians and the Yahud, that one should not make ghulu, one should not overstep and be excessive in matters of one's deen. Keep it the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues, and Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Do not speak upon Allah Ta'ala anything but the truth. In other words, there should be no allegation, there should be no fabrication with regards to the words of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Continuing, Allah Ta'ala now speaks about Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah Ta'ala says, innamal masihu Isa ibn Maryama rasulullahi wa kalimatu. Al Masih, the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, was but a Rasul of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, wa kalimatuhu, and he was the kalima, the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again addresses both the parties of the Ahl Kitab, both people who were given the book, both the Yahud and the Nasara. Let us discuss the Yahud, that they had denied the fact that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They denied the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had any reverence in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa na'udhu billah, they made allegations against his mother. They called him a child, an illegitimate child, a child that was born out of wedlock. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses them, and Allah Ta'ala says that he was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And again, this address is also to the Christians, and such is the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that in one verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is referring to two groups of people whose beliefs are converse. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it clear that whether the Yahud accepts him as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala or not, he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, the Christians venerated him, the Christians revered him to such an extent that they made him now Allah himself, part of divinity, etc. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala removes that, and Allah Ta'ala says, Rasulullah, he is the Rasul of Allah. Wa kalimatu, and he is the kalima, he is the word of Allah Ta'ala. What is the meaning of being the word of Allah Ta'ala? And we as an ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be very vigilant in so far as these aspects are concerned. We get these machineries coming to our homes, knocking at our doors. Some of them become very bold and audacious. Some of them have then the courage to speak about the Quran and use these words and create doubt into our hearts. So hence, what is the meaning of him being the kalima of Allah Ta'ala? Kalima means the word of Allah Ta'ala. What is the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Simple. Every other individual is born in this world through a male intervention. There has to be cohabitation that takes place. There has to be emergence of a fluid that goes into a woman, and then conception takes place, and then of course a child comes into being. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that he is the kalima of Allah, he is the word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, means the kalima, the word kun, that the command of Allah Ta'ala be or become. There was absolutely no male intervention, there was no conception whatsoever, there was no marriage. And hence, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show, number one, the qudrat and the power of Allah ta'ala with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. One is the simple, one is the adat, one is the system of Allah ta'ala, that is in every other human being. But when it came to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed his qudrat, and merely by the word kun and fayakun, be, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam came into being without the normal, without the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have said that this word kalimatullah also refers to the fact that he was the basharat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glad tidings that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given his mother when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to her via the angels that we give you the glad tidings of a son who will be Isa ibn Maryam. And hence in this way it is also the word basharat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both the parties, both the groups of the Ahl Kitab. On the one hand, the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing them that this was no illegitimate child. He was not a child that was born out of wedlock, but he was the kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the Christians, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't earn him the position of divinity. It doesn't earn him the position of becoming anything with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qudrat and the power and the might belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence he is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, Alqaha ila Maryam wa ruhum min, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered it, this word, to Maryam, wa ruhum min, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a ruh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at this word ruh, all of us will understand ruh will refer to soul, ruh will refer to the spirit, and hence many again may be deluded in the fact that here there is something very unique about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that gives him some association with Allah ta'ala by way of divinity and by way of partnership, but that is not the case. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Isa alayhi salatu wassalam being the ruh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One simple explanation would be that how did all of this happen? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to go and blow into Maryam the ruh of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, it was a blow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to do. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's indication, Allah ta'ala's pointer is to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Isa alayhi salatu wassalam miraculously, and in this way he was born. Another thing that one needs to realize is this, that when we look at this word ruh, it will have many other connotations in the Arabic language, and one is that of purity, one is that of something that is in its pristine purity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to him as being the ruh because there was no impure substance that had taken place, impure substance that was part of the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All of us, every human, we are all born from an impure substance, and that is the sperm of a man. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that there is absolutely no impurity whatsoever insofar as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, because there was no intervention of a man, and such was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam insofar as his purity is concerned. Together with that, Allah ta'ala also speaks in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, when Allah ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam with regards to the wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, similarly, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal to you the ruh from our side, from our command, which was our command. Now no one will say that the wahi is in actual fact an aspect of divinity, or now it has to have any association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that brings purity into the lives of people, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Isa alayhi salatu was salam was not only miraculously born, but there was absolute purity in his birth, and he had come down to purify the aqidah of the people, the beliefs of the people. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. Then believe in Allah ta'ala and believe in all the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the prophets. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا. Do not say ثَلَاثًا. In other words, do not believe in the Trinity. Some of them believed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Allah himself. In other words, Allah came on this earth in the form of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of them believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was Ibnullah. He was the son of Allah ta'ala. Some of them believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a part of Allah ta'ala in the Trinity. One was Allah, one was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and the third was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Intahu khayrul lakum. Desist from all of that. It is better for you insofar as your belief is concerned. Innamallahu ilahun wahid. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one deity. Allah ta'ala is one object of worship. There is no one besides him. So don't worship anyone else besides Allah ta'ala. Subhanahu ayyakuna lahu walad. Pure is Allah ta'ala that he begets a son, or a son be attributed to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the purity of Allah ta'ala, humans, we are emotionally dependent. Man is emotionally dependent on having children. Allah ta'ala is free of all of that. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Belonging to Allah ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and in the earth. In other words, Allah ta'ala does not need to have any children. Allah ta'ala is free of all of that. If you concord your belief and you create within yourself a disbelief and an impurity in your disbelief, Allah ta'ala is not in need of all of that. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah ta'ala is sufficient as a guardian. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed then that they could have never killed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam simply because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the protector. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.